Okay, so we're going to have some guided meditation now. And there's already a lovely still atmosphere in the room. So if whatever you're doing is already working for you, then please just carry on making peace, letting go, being on holiday. And if you wish, you can follow along. So because it's the first day of guided practice, I thought I'd help us to establish a beautiful atmosphere in our minds, a lovely environment with which or into which we can invite whatever wishes to arise at this time, whether it be the breath, bodily sensations. Usually we first of all start feeling our body. Or maybe the silence, maybe thinking, maybe emotions that arise. It really doesn't matter. The important thing is the attitude with which we receive them. The condition, if you like, of our minds. So we might also, if I can mix it in, do a little bit of loving kindness, because this is a practice that will support every other type of meditation that you do. And loving kindness can be both a way of relating to what arises, but also a little bit of uplift, beautiful mental development for the mind, cultivating the quality of unconditional acceptance and friendliness and warmth towards our own minds and towards each other as well. So this is something that can be of great help throughout your practice, and it also helps to overcome any distracting or unpleasant thoughts. It's a direct method of substitution, substituting something beautiful, something uplifting, and removing those thoughts that are harmful or unhelpful to you. So we'll just see how it goes, and again, just receiving whatever's helpful for you at this time. So I thought I'd begin with a little active practice just for the first couple of minutes in case any of you are experiencing tightness or tension in your body. And you can do this with your eyes closed. Again, if you're already super relaxed, then you might wish to skip this part. But if there's any tension anywhere, it can help to release some of that. So with your eyes closed, just bringing your awareness first of all to your hands. Noticing any tightness, tension, any sensations at all in your hands, your fingers, your palms. And now, forming your hands into a gentle fist, maybe a tight fist, and feeling the sensations, perhaps of your nails, perhaps of warmth filling up your fists. Noticing the tension for another moment, and then releasing your fist. Noticing any new sensations of relaxation and ease. And allowing yourself to enjoy that feeling. Now bringing your awareness to your shoulders, your arms, noticing any sensations in those areas, maybe tightness, knotiness, strain, and gently tensing up your shoulders and arms by raising your shoulders towards your ears. Feeling that sensation of tightness, tension. For a moment longer, And then release. Noticing the pleasure as the tension leaves your shoulders and is replaced by relaxation. Now bringing your awareness to your face, your forehead, your brow. Any sensations, maybe throbbing, aching, perhaps some frowning. And now just tensing up your brow into a frown, squeezing your eyes, noticing the sensations, and then release. Feel that tension draining out of your face, allowing your eyes just to relax in their sockets. And bringing your awareness to your mouth, your jaw. Noticing any tightness once again. And now stretching your jaw by bringing your lips into a wide smile. Feeling the tension, perhaps clenching your teeth very slightly. And then relaxing, letting it go. So your whole face area is relaxed. Your jaw is loose. And soft. Now we're going to release the tension from our back. So bringing your awareness to your whole back. And stretching your back by bringing your shoulders, your shoulder blades together, arching up your back. So that the whole back area is tight. Feeling that tension. And then releasing. Noticing the new sensations that arise. Maybe tingling, warmth, softness. As that tension drains away from your back. And next we're going to notice the feelings in our buttocks and our thighs. Just bringing your attention to your buttocks, to your thighs, noticing any tension. Tightness, even pain. And just gently squeezing your buttocks, tensing up your thighs, and holding that tightness, that tension. Just for a moment longer. And then release. Perhaps gently adjusting your buttocks. Finding a good distribution for your weight so that your buttocks, your thighs can be at ease. And lastly, we're going to bring our awareness to our shins, our feet, our toes. noticing any sensations in those areas. And gently tensing your feet by bringing them towards your shins and squeezing your toes downwards at the same time. So the whole lower leg and foot is tight and tense, feeling that sensation. And then releasing completely. So all tension drains away. Your whole body is now relaxed. And just enjoying that sense of relaxation. And staying aware of the pleasure in your body, feeling of ease, however subtle it might be. Imagine you're in a very safe, beautiful place where you feel completely at ease. Perhaps this is somewhere that's special to you, or a place where you felt a deep sense of peace. Maybe a time in your life where you experienced contentment, a sense of wishing for nothing. All your work, all your business is done, complete. See if you can picture the scene in detail, the sounds. Perhaps the company that you're with, or maybe you're alone. Perhaps you're inside, sitting by a warm fire. Or maybe you're relaxing on a deck in a comfy armchair, the sun just beating down gently as you bask in those golden rays. And if you can't conjure up that feeling of contentment, imagine how it would feel to be content, completely at ease. Just like the Buddha would have felt under the Bodhi tree, realizing he was fully enlightened, There was nothing more to be done. All his burdens just slipped away. No more greed or aversion to anything in this world. No more delusion, the mind was free. Just imagine for a moment that you're completely, utterly free. Free from any further expectations of yourself or others. Free from having to maintain an image, please other people, or get things done. You're enlightened, you've finished your work. And all that remains is a deep feeling of contentment and peace as you just rest and bask in this beautiful golden sunshine in your very safe and friendly place. And just allowing yourself to soak up these gentle rays of sun as though they're soaking into every cell of your body. Relaxing it more and more deeply. Allowing you to go deeper and deeper inside. The past and the future fading. Like a dream. As your mind simply rests in this present moment, the most beautiful place to be. Whether thoughts arise or emotions arise, it's none of your business anymore. Just nature doing its thing. But you found that place inside of complete contentment. No longer swayed by the worldly winds. Becoming more and more of a passenger, a passive observer, as your awareness goes deeper and deeper inside. To a place that's silent. Perhaps that silence is shy at first. But The more you notice her beauty, the more delightful she seems. You found a place to rest. And there's nothing more to say. If the mind does begin thinking or wandering away from this deep place inside, you quickly realize and instead of thinking in all kinds of diverse ways, thoughts of loving kindness arise. From a place of pure loving kindness, just wishing yourself well. Thoughts such as, may I be happy, are felt deeply and sincerely inside the heart. May I be well. And between these phrases, you settle back into silence and just allow the mind to open into deep loving kindness. Receiving any feelings of warmth, ease, softness, as the mind becomes more and more relaxed, confident that you mean it no harm, that you are your own best friend, or perhaps in the silence, the breath may arise in the mind. This too is recognized as a friend that you can extend your loving kindness towards. So content with a single breath, the mind becomes increasingly still. So just allowing the meditation to unfold in whatever way feels natural to you. Keeping this attitude of kindness towards yourself, towards the silence, towards the breath. So if you want to continue to allow the mind to still, then please just carry on. If you want to end this meditation in the next few minutes, then I invite you to once again sense into your mind, into your body, and notice how you feel. Notice if there's more contentment, more peace, ease, than when you began. Perhaps the mind's more spacious, more bright. Maybe more kind. And ask yourself why. What is it that you did or didn't do to allow the mind to find a little more peace? Perhaps just a slight shift of perception. Valuing what's already there instead of searching for something that's not. So just enjoying whatever peace, whatever stillness, contentment that's present in the mind. With a sense of gratitude and goodwill towards yourself and towards all beings. Sharing the blessings of your practice with all beings. All beings in this room. May we all be happy, peaceful, and content. May we all be safe. May we be healthy. May we be liberated. And allowing that goodwill to spread even beyond this room, to all beings in this compound, Clement, the dog, and Pep, to Lena and the other staff, to all beings, the birds, perhaps the animals underground, all beings in this whole compound and beyond. We share all our happiness and peace. May all beings, wherever they are, find safety, happiness, contentment and peace. So I'm going to ring the bell, and please listen to the sounds of the bell. And end the meditation gently and with a smile. Okay, so I left a couple of minutes just to say a few quick words about walking meditation in case anyone would like to experiment with that. And the walking meditation is a very beautiful way of continuing to practice between the meditation sittings. And also to sharpen up your mindfulness, like just bring a little bit of interest to the mind, especially if it's getting dull or you just need a bit of variety. And it can actually be a really helpful way to deepen your samadhi as well, and feeds into the meditation on the cushion or wherever you like to sit. So the idea usually with walking meditation is to find an area which is yours, like a little path. It's a bit chilly outside, but you are Norwegian mostly, so hopefully you're used to that. Or I think upstairs in the main lounge, like near the piano area, there's quite a good bit of kind of tiled ground. It's not a huge area. I was wondering if maybe some chairs could be moved. There's like a row of chairs that could possibly be moved. And you just take like probably the shorter width, or you can do it on the sun lounge as well, sun deck. And you have an end and a beginning, but you're not trying to get anywhere, okay? You're simply aiming to arrive with every step. And it's a really beautiful practice because we put our awareness primarily in our feet and we just feel whatever sensations are there as we lift the foot, as the toe lifts off, and as you move the foot and then as it lands down. And you can notice the weight, you can notice pressure, maybe warmth, all kinds of different sensations in your feet. I personally find that if my mind is wanting to become still naturally, that I tend to focus on a smaller area, just the feet. But if I need a little bit more spaciousness, you know, maybe my mind's getting tight, then I focus on the whole leg or just whatever comes to mind, usually the moving parts, and just allow myself to enjoy the movement and the relaxation in that. So we walk obviously a little bit more slowly than naturally, but not so slowly that you start to do some kind of weird kind of moonwalk, I don't know what. And also, if you go really slowly, I notice that tension can start to build. You don't even realize it, but because you're walking in a quite a strange way, your limbs are, and the muscles are straining, and you start to become tense. So periodically, especially at the end of each length of the path, just stop, pause, sink in to your feet, into your body, feel your body standing, and just allow any tension to drain out of the posture. And then very carefully, kindfully, turn around and take the next step. Okay, so we're just trying to be present with each and every movement, each and every feeling in the foot or in the leg, and enjoy ourselves. Allow the mind to become quiet even in the walking posture. And the mindfulness that you develop there can be a great complement to your sitting meditation. So, yeah. So you can experiment with that. And now it's 4 o'clock, so you have another hour and a half or so before tea for your own practice. Of course, you can meditate in this room at any time, but you also have your rooms. Your room could be an option, even for the walking meditation. I think there's actually enough space there, so if you want to do a funny walk, then not feel embarrassed in public, you can do it there. Actually, Ajahn Brahm teaches kangaroo walking meditation, and he got me once to demonstrate it to 60 people. He said, "Venerable Chanda, stand up and show them how it's done." So I managed to keep my robe on, but it was quite embarrassing. You can, you don't have to worry about that in your room. So, and then we'll see you at 7 for another session of sitting meditation. But I think we meditate together at 7.
It's group meditation.
Group meditation, yeah. So optional, but it's nice to sit together in the evening at 7. Good.